Analogical reasoning.
What do these statements have in common? If you're good at racquetball, you'll be great at ping pong. In Great Britain, the general election campaign for prime minister lasts less than 3 weeks. Surely we can do the same with the U.S. presidential election. Both statements use reasoning from analogy. By comparing two similar cases, they infer that what is true for one must be true for the other. The first speaker reasons that because a person is good at playing racquetball, he or she should also be good at playing ping pong. The second speaker reasons that because the British can elect a prime minister with less than 3 weeks of campaigning, the United States should be able to do the same when electing a president. Guidelines for analogical reasoning. The most important question in assessing analogical reasoning is whether the two cases being compared are essentially alike. If they are essentially alike, the analogy is valid. If they are not essentially alike, the analogy is invalid.
Fallacies.
A fallacy is an error in reasoning. As a speaker, you need to avoid fallacies in your speeches. As a listener, you need to be alert to possible fallacies in the speeches you hear. Logicians have identified more than 125 different fallacies. Earlier in this chapter, we discussed three of the most important: hasty generalization, false cause, and invalid analogy. Here we look at five other major fallacies that you should take special care to guard against. Red herring. The name of this fallacy comes from an old trick used by farmers in England to keep fox hunters and their hounds from galloping through the crops. By dragging a smoked herring with a strong odor along the edge of their fields, the farmers could throw the dogs off track by destroying the scent of the fox. A speaker who uses a red herring introduces an irrelevant issue in order to divert attention from the subject under discussion. For instance, how dare my opponents accuse me of political corruption at a time when we are working to improve the quality of life for all people in the United States? What does the speaker's concern about the quality of life in the U.S. have to do with whether he or she is guilty of political corruption? Nothing. It is a red herring used to divert attention away from the real issue. Ad hominem. Latin for against the man, ad hominem refers to the fallacy of attacking the person, rather than dealing with the real issue in dispute. For instance, the governor has a number of interesting economic proposals, but let's not forget that she comes from a very wealthy family. By impugning the governor's family background rather than dealing with the substance of her economic proposals, the speaker is engaging in an ad hominem attack. Either or. Sometimes referred to as a false dilemma, the either-or fallacy forces listeners to choose between two alternatives when more than two alternatives exist. For example, either we build a new high school or children in this community will never get into college, or the government must either raise taxes or reduce services for the poor. Both statements oversimplify a complex issue by reducing it to a simple either-or choice. In the first statement, building a new high school may be necessary because the current one is overcrowded or outdated, but failing to build it is not going to keep all students in the community from attending college. With respect to the second statement, is it true that the only choices are to raise taxes or reduce services for the poor? A careful listener might ask, what about cutting the administrative cost of government or eliminating pork barrel projects instead of reducing services for the poor? You will be more persuasive as a speaker and more perceptive as a listener if you are alert to the either-or fallacy. Bandwagon. How often have you heard someone say, it's a great idea, everyone agrees with it? This is a classic example of the bandwagon fallacy, which assumes that because something is popular, it is therefore good, correct, or desirable. Consider the following statement. The president must be correct in his approach to domestic policy. After all, the polls show that 60% of the people support him. This statement is fallacious because the only way to prove that the president is correct in his approach to domestic policy is to examine his approach and compare it with other approaches. Popular opinion cannot be taken as proof that an idea is right or wrong. Remember, everyone used to believe that the world is flat, that spaceflight was impossible, and that women should not attend college with men. Slippery slope. The slippery slope fallacy takes its name from the image of a boulder rolling uncontrollably down a steep hill. Once the boulder gets started, it can't be stopped until it reaches the bottom. A speaker who commits the slippery slope fallacy assumes that taking a first step will lead inevitably to a second step and so on down the slope to disaster, as in the following example. If we allow the government to restrict the sale of semi-automatic weapons, before we know it, there will be a ban on the ownership of handguns and even hunting rifles. And once our constitutional right to bear arms has been compromised, the right of free speech will be the next to go. If a speaker claims that taking a first step will lead inevitably to a series of disastrous later steps, he or she needs to provide evidence or reasoning to support the claim. To assume that all the later steps will occur without proving that they will is to commit the slippery slope fallacy.